Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation called Lessons from a Faithful Friend. I've been putting it off, but it's time to record my most difficult audio boo so far. Our faithful friend died last week. Jack, the dog, now lies buried in our garden. Most of our friends know, but I apologise if you know us as a family and this comes as a shock to you, and especially if you have children who knew our dog. Many children of friends of ours loved him so much. I suspect that other dog lovers will connect with our grief. Perhaps others will not. All I can say is that this is probably the most painful event our family has suffered in the last 13 years. I'm not going to go into all the details of the events of last week, because it just makes my heart feel very heavy even as I record it. But instead, I'd like to focus on three lessons Jack, our dog, taught us. Lesson number one, unconditional love. Jack's affection for us was the same day after day. Nothing changed in his attitude from puppyhood to the end of his life. Grumpy Malcolm got a lick, as did Happy Malcolm. Jack's dash to the door to greet me, tail wagging, was a daily reminder of the unconditional love of God. His feelings for me never change, do they? Romans 8:39. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What do you do to remind yourself daily that God loves you? Lesson number two, edifying companionship. Dogs need walking, and Jack was no exception. Penny and I shared those duties. Some days I, to be honest, didn't really want to walk him. I was tired, the weather was bad, football was on the television. But his pleading eyes, his whining, and the fear of accidents happening in the house drove me out to the woods for a walk with the dog. Once there, well, what happened? I found myself praying. I do not exaggerate when I say that Jack has had a more profound practical impact on my prayer life than any other single factor these last 13 years. His companionship called me closer to God. We need friends like that, don't we? As it says in 1 Samuel 23, Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. Who do you have in your life who draws you to the divine? Lesson number three, inspiring loyalty. In some ways, we did very little for this dog. He got walked, fed, and played with, hardly a long list. Yet he rewarded us with tremendous loyalty. He forgave us when we forgot to feed him. He sat patiently in the car as we drove long distances to visit relatives. He kept us company when we were sad, ill, or angry. No wonder we felt loyal to him. In the latter part of his life, he walked slowly. He became incontinent in the house and barked at imaginary intruders. We forgave him. We were patient with him. And we kept him company in his difficult times. It was a quid pro quo. God's desire is for all of us to have friendships like that. The church can be a loyalty network. All we need to do is respond with gratitude to the love shown us. And even if you've not noticed much love recently, at least reflect on God's love for you. Ephesians 5. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The decision to bury Jack in the garden was our son's. He dug a deep hole in hard ground. It took hours and much sweat. I've never seen him work with such focus and effort. The dog, you see, preferred to sleep in our son's room, and even though he shuffled around, scratched the carpet, snored, and broke wind regularly, our son still felt a deep loyalty to Jack. We all have our faults and limitations, but what the dog taught us was that if you give your heart, expressed in unconditional love, edifying companionship, and inspiring loyalty, you will never be forgotten. You will always be loved. Our great God is the one who deserves our ultimate loyalty, for he excels in all these qualities. I'm just so grateful that God gave us Jack for a few years to remind us of these things. I don't know if there'll be dogs in heaven, but somehow I suspect there will be. Rest in peace, Jack. I hope you have a wonderful week. God bless.